Turn your Bibles with me, if you would, book of St. John, chapter 9. It's good to be back out in the Lord's house with you. I enjoyed the singing tonight. I enjoyed the testimonies. I've enjoyed being in the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Just feeling Him move. Now, He's with me always, but I like it when I get around my brothers and sisters in Christ and we begin to feel the Lord moving between us. Amen. Through and by the Holy Spirit. And we're so thankful for that. Thankful to see Brother Clarence. There's a bunch of you I'm thankful to see. But Brother Clarence, he's from up in my neck of the woods. Up on the Elk River. Where I was from. I told him, I said, man, you're a long way from home tonight. But we're glad he's with us. And we're just thankful for what Jesus is doing. Now, I'm nervous. They tell you in speech class, just tell you up front, I'm nervous. But that's okay, because I know greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. Book of St. John, chapter 9. If you wouldn't mind, if you would stand with me for the reading of God's Word. Now, if you're not able, that's okay. But if you can, we ask that you would stand. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse. It says, and as Jesus passed by, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of Him that sent me, while it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When He had thus spoken, He spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and He anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. Would you bow your heads with us for a word of prayer? That's St. John 9, verses 1 through 12. Dear Lord, as we come to you in prayer tonight, Father, we thank you again for the privilege we have to be in your house tonight with these fine brothers and sisters, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the beautiful singing. We thank you for the testimonies, for everything that's been said and done tonight to lift up the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you for that. Lord, we know tonight as it comes time to preach, Lord, I know I cannot preach on my own. Only one way I can but preach, that's through and by your anointing. And we ask now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you would anoint my mind, you'd anoint my lips, Lord. You'd allow me to preach the gospel in a way that's pleasing unto you, Lord, tonight. God, we pray you go to the hearts of everyone that's in the house. You open our hearts' doors, Lord. You help us to receive thy word, Lord. And Lord, that your word could come in, that it could spring forth and bring forth fruit, Lord. God, we just pray tonight for the little infirmity of the throat. And Lord, we just ask you now that you touch us and you help us. Lord, it's in your sweet, precious, holy name, the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And amen. I want to draw your attention, if I can, to the 11th verse. The 11th verse. Now, I got to be honest with you. I love this story. I've loved it for a long time, for many years. And I tell you what I used to like about it, if you want to jump there. I like his answer in the 25th verse when they're pressing this blind man again and they're wanting him to proclaim that Jesus was a sinner. And I like how he answered this. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Glory be to God. Isn't that powerful when you think about that in this text? And I also like, if you go on down and you look in the 36th, the 37th, and the 38th verses of this chapter, you find that this man, he had been cast out of the city, out of the temple, but Jesus came to where he was. And he asked him, do you believe in Jesus? And he said, who is he that I might believe? He said, it's he in both whom you look upon and are talking to. And you know what his answer was? I believe. I believe. I think it's just a powerful passage of Scripture tonight. But I want to call your attention to verse number 11 because I need you to know something. Without this in verse number 11, the rest of it never comes to pass. And listen to what he says. He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus. You know what? None of us would be here tonight if it wasn't for Jesus. My life, it's hard to tell where my life would be tonight if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. It's hard to tell where your life would be tonight if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. But I'm glad just as Jesus came here and touched the eyes of the blind man, I'm thankful for the day that He touched me. Amen. I'm glad to be able to tell you tonight, I met a man called Jesus. Amen. And because of that, my life is far different. Than what it could have been. Amen. I tell you what happened. When He saved me, He saved me. He changed me. He made me a brand new creature in Christ. He gave me a promise. He said He'd go with me all the way, even unto the end of the world. And He told me to be of good cheer because He had overcome the world. He lets me know that greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. He lets me know that no matter where I go, it's because of Jesus. I can actually recite the 23rd Psalms and know what I'm talking about. Amen. I can tell you tonight, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Amen. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Why? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup, it runneth over. I don't know about you, but I feel like my cup is running over tonight. Glory be to God. And then he says this, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You know what else the Lord gave me when He saved me? He gave me a desire to be with His people. Amen. He gave me a desire to go to the house of the Lord. I like what David said. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I tell you, there's joy in serving the Lord. I shared with you a couple years ago when I was here my testimony. So I won't go back over it all. The Lord saved me when I was six years old. Now, in case you're wondering, I hope you're not, but I'm a lot older than six. I've been on the way for 40 years now. Yeah, that makes me 46, helping with the math. But I'm going to tell you, I found a friend that's faithful.
Amen.
The Bible says there's a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. I found him. Better yet, he found me. Amen. Glory be to God. What's the word say? The word says, you've not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to tell you, in 40 years, he's been faithful. And if I live another 40, I'm going to stand and tell you, he's been faithful.
Amen.
I run into people all the time. Their first question to me is, you still preaching? My question back, you still breathing? Glory be to God. He called me to preach 25 years ago. I was a young man. I was 16 when he called. I hate to tell you this, but the Lord's asking me to tell you, I was 20 when I accepted the call. Wasted a lot of time running. You know why I was running? Because I thought I couldn't. And you know what the reality is? I can't. But Jesus said in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. It's not about you. It's about Him. Amen. I think so often about the Lord. If you look in the Word of God, you ever notice God didn't always call the qualified, but thanks be to God, He qualified the called. Amen. Glory be to God. That's a good God. Amen. And to know tonight that He's my shepherd. Preacher, how do you know that he's your shepherd? I hear his voice. He said, I would in St. John 10. He said, I'm the door of the sheepfold. Now, he said, the sheep, they know my voice. And they'll not what? They'll not follow a stranger. Glory be to God. You know what happens to me when I get out of the will of God? I get chastised. I get whipped by God. I get told, you shouldn't be doing that. Took one last week. I tell you, wore me out. A lot of times I'd rather go back and have my dad whip me again, my earthly father, than to get one from the heavenly father. But you know what the Bible says? He chastens those in whom he loves. Amen. Glory be to God. If the Lord's whipping you, he loves you. Amen. He wants you to know. But I'm thankful for a man called Jesus. There's all kinds of people in the Bible. A few the Lord's going to have me bring out tonight. That if you could get them here, they'd tell you they're faithful for a man called Jesus. St. John chapter 5, you find there at Pool Bethesda, there was a man that had an infirmity for 38 years. Every year they had a touching. An angel would come down. He would trouble the waters. When the waters got troubled, the first man that would get into the water, they would be made whole. Amen. Now this man had been brought there, and now it was 38 years in his infirmity. But Jesus passed by his way that day, and he came and he sat down right beside that man. And he asked him a question, wilt thou be made whole? And you know what that man began to do? He began to tell Jesus why he'd never been made whole. That wasn't the question. We do that a lot, don't we? We are at times we question God and we give God excuses, we give God reasons, and we don't even answer the question that he really asked. Amen. But he began to say, now every time the angel comes down and he touches the water, before I have some man that could get me down there and get me into the water, somebody else gets in. But I need to know this day, it was going to be a different day. Amen. This man wasn't going to get in the water of the pool of Bethesda, but rather, thanks be to God, he was going to get a taste of the water of life. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got living waters welling up within my soul tonight. Amen. And I know it's him that lives within me. A lot of times on this journey, I get in dry spots. You ever been there? Been a few times. Hate to say it, especially when I was younger, I thought I'd quit. That lasts for about 2 or 3 hours. I'll never forget one time I was pastoring a church and was just having a time, and I'll tell you what the problem was. I wasn't listening to him. I was listening to everybody else. Now, you pastors, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody else looking at me like, I can't believe you just said that. But hey, we got to do this for him.
Amen.
And him alone. But I'll never forget, I came home one day, I told my wife, I said, that's it, I'm done, I quit, I ain't going back no more. About 5 o'clock that evening, I get up, start putting my clothes on. She said, what are you doing? I said, getting ready for church, aren't you? She said, I thought you quit. I said, oh, that was at noon. I'm ready now. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, I need you to know something. There's no place in this race to quit. Amen. The Bible says, he that endureth until the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. I got to press forward to the prize, to the mark of the high calling. It's important that every day I live for him. But in those dry times, here's what I was trying to get at. In those dry times, when I thought, man, this is it, no more me, I could just feel something inside me. Anybody ever walked upon a spring and didn't know it was there? You know what I'm talking about when I say a spring? You ever hear a spring gurgle? Did it ever scare you? Because you didn't know it was there, you walk upon it and you hear this, and you're like, what is that? And you realize it's a spring. And you know, I tell you what, I've drank a lot of water, but the best water I've ever drunk, it's been out of a spring. Amen. But I tell you what, I got a spring of living waters welling up within my soul. Amen. There's times in my life I get a little dry and I begin to think I'm not going to make it to the next water, and I feel something inside. Amen. And what is that? That's the Spirit of God. Amen. What's He saying? He's saying, come on, son. We're going to be okay. Amen. I'm glad to know tonight that's the type of God I serve. That man, that day, Jesus said something to him. Jesus said these words to that man, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. Now that man that had that infirmity for 38 years, you know what he did? He arose, he took up his bed, and he walked. Now it was the Sabbath, and they began to get on him for carrying his bed on the Sabbath. But I like what this man said, and I'm paraphrasing. That man that told me to arise, he told me to take up my bed. Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you what, when you get it, you're willing to do whatever Jesus says to do. Amen. Now, you might be here tonight, and maybe you've been a long time in sin. Now, sin is going to cost you more than you want to pay. The wages of sin, Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. But, and I'm thankful for that, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It also says in Romans 5:12, for as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men. Why? All sin. But he also says in Romans 5:8, but God commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, if you take Jesus out of the story, if you take Jesus out of the equation, you don't have anything. We know what the Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not, condemned already. I want to tell you tonight, just in case you don't know, this ain't about you and I. This is about a man named Jesus. This is about a man that left heaven, came down and put on the flesh of an earthly man. We know the story, just in case you don't, it'll just take me a minute to tell you. It was a virgin birth. Amen. There was a virgin by the name of Mary that had found favor in the eyes of God. And Jesus was conceived in Mary through and by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And listen, he was born a virgin birth. He lived on this earth some 33 and a half years. And then he went to an old rugged cross. What do you mean, preacher, he went? Do you remember what Jesus said? No man taketh my life from me. No man. He said, I have power to lay it down, and I have power to raise it up again. Glory be to God. You remember what he told them? The temple shall be destroyed, but in 3 days I'll build it back up again. Amen. And we know that he died a horrible death. Gruesome death. But you know why? He let them pluck the hair out of his head, beard, and put a crown of thorns upon his head, and spit him, and smote him, and pierced his side. Do you know why he did all that? Why he let them put those nails in his hands and in his feet? I'll tell you why. You look in the mirror, you see the reason. He did it for you. He did it for me. And we know that they took him off that tomb after he cried, "It is finished." And we know that the veil of the temple was rent in twain. And for those of us born again tonight, we know now we have direct access to God the Father through Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. I don't need to go talk to a man in a box. Amen. Hey, I got Jesus. He is my great high priest tonight. He's the one sitting on the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for you and I. We know they put him in a borrowed tomb. And we know, thanks be to God, on the third and glorious morning, when the stone was rolled away, he wasn't in there. Why? He has risen. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Amen. We know in Acts chapter 1, after he had been back, we know in Acts chapter 1, he ascended up into the portals of heaven. And we know that the angel stepped out and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing? In like manner, this same Jesus, he'll be back." Amen. Glory be to God. Preacher, who are you waiting on? I'm waiting on this man called Jesus. Glory be to God. I didn't see his birth. I didn't see his death. I didn't see his resurrection. I believe in all of it. But I ain't seen it yet. But you know what? One day, I'm going to see him. One day, I'm going to behold him. And the way I read the Word of God could be today. But if it ain't, might be tomorrow. Well, it won't really be tomorrow because tomorrow never comes. It'll be today. I'll see him today, one day. Amen? Think about that. Lord, we're going to have to talk on that a little bit. Amen? But you think about this just for a minute. Preacher, how do you know that? Do you believe the rapture's coming? Oh, I believe, yeah, I believe we're going to be caught up someday. But I may not go the way of rapture. I may go the way of death. What is my life? It's a vapor. It appeareth for a little while, and then it just vanisheth away. Glory be to God. I tell you what, when I say goodbye down here, I'm going to say hello over yonder. Amen. Now you think about that. Why? Because of a man called Jesus. Because of a man called Jesus, this blind man was able to see. Amen. Because of a man named Jesus, this lame man, he's able to walk. Amen. If you go to St. John 8, another one of my favorite stories, the woman that was taken in the very act of adultery. Preacher, why is that your favorite story? I'm telling you, this tells the forgiveness of Jesus. His love, His compassion. They brought her to Jesus and they knew the law of Moses. They knew the law. And they said, according to the law, this woman should be stoned to death. She was taken in the very act of adultery. Jesus stooped down and wrote something in the dirt. We preachers, a lot of times, we like to theorize what he wrote. I don't know. Doesn't matter. But I know this much. They pressed him again. He said this. He said, ye among you without sin, you cast the first stone. Just a few minutes went by. Jesus looked up and he said, woman, where are thou thine accusers? She said, I have none, Lord. And I like what Jesus said. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Glory be to God. Preacher, why is that so special to you? That's us. We were guilty. We were in sin. We deserved death. We deserved hell. We deserved all that. But Jesus took our place. Glory be to God. He saved us. He set us free. I often wonder, the Bible doesn't say this, so please don't fall out with me. But I wonder if this woman had a family. I can't help but believe she did. Can't help but believe she had somebody that loved her, somebody that knew her, somebody that seen them have her and take her, and they probably all thought she's going to die today. And I just can't help but wonder, that evening when the reunion came, when she walked back up on somebody's porch, in my mind, I like to think mom and dad, and I like to think maybe they went over and they hugged her, said, honey, we didn't think we was ever going to see you again. And she might have said something like this, I didn't think you was either. I deserve death, but I met a man today by the name of Jesus. Amen. And he stood up on my behalf. Listen tonight, if you've never met him, you need to meet a man called Jesus Christ. How about that woman, Mark 5, had an issue of blood for 12 years, spent all that she had, yet grew no better, but yet grew worse. You remember what she said as Jesus was passing by that day? She said, if I can but just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Amen. Listen tonight. I was 6. What are you saying, preacher? You don't have to be old to realize you need Jesus. But now you do have to be called. He will call you. He'll let you know. He let me know that day that I needed him. And it's only because of that. And I can't tell you how many times I heard people say, he's too young. There's no way he got it. Can I tell you? I got it.
Amen.
Amen. He's real. He's real. He's faithful. He's true. He's just. He's everything you need. He's all you ever want. He fulfills your desires. He gives you the desires of your heart. He is the best thing you'll ever find. As they were singing that song about, I found my treasure. And I raised my hand. But you know what I thought I ought to do? I ought to just jump. Amen. Why? I found a treasure. Amen. In Jesus. And you can too. If you'll put your faith in Him. What did it take? Well, the Bible says in Romans 10:9, if thou shalt believe in thy heart the Lord Jesus and confess with thy mouth that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then if you'll skip down there, and there's good verses in between, but if you'll come down to the 13th verse, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know what I like about that? He didn't say whosoever's 30, whosoever's 40, whosoever's 50, 60, 70. I tell you what, if you're in that age and you ain't found him yet, you're missing the best thing there is. I'm telling you tonight, I'm thankful for a man called Jesus. I'm thankful for this man called Jesus. This woman, here he comes now. He's walking by, and you just think he just walked over there. She just walked over there and just touched him, but it wasn't that easy. The press was around Jesus. The crowd was around Jesus. Sort of like tonight. I love this crowd. Hey, I was telling them they were giving me a hard time. We were 10 minutes early. But I told them last night, if we're going to go, we need to get there early to get a seat. And I was running my typical late. And we pull in, we see all the cars, and JJ says, I thought you said we had to get here early. to get a seat. I said, Jay, we're 10 minutes early. But you think about this now. You got to decide if this is really what you want. Because this woman, she tried everything. It wasn't getting any better. Life was getting worse. But she says, if I can touch him, I'm going to be made whole. And she didn't let the press stop her. She didn't let the crowd stop her. I don't know how in the world this woman made it to Jesus, but this I know, she made it. And she touched him. And the Bible says, when she touched him, Jesus stopped and said, who touched me? Now the disciples said, Master, look around you. And you're asking, who touched me? He said, no, I'm telling you, somebody touched me. Virtue has gone out of me. Hey, glory, I tell you, there's a lot of people that bump into Jesus. You'll get that later. There's a lot of people that bump into him. But when you touch him, you know it, and he knows it. Amen. Glory be to God. When he sets you free, you're free indeed. Amen. And listen, she came to him trembling. She said, Master, it was I. For I knew that if I could but touch the hem of your garment, I would be made whole. And he said, woman, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it is a gift of God. Next verse, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know what? If you'll just put a little bit of faith in this man called Jesus. Do you remember what I told you why I got saved? The teacher told me that morning about hell. And how bad it was. And I got to tell you tonight, 40 years later, it's still real. Amen. And the way I read the Word of God now, hell is enlarging itself daily. Why? Because people are thinking I got more time. People are rejecting Him when He's calling. And because of that, one day they end up there. But you think about this. She told me all about that, but I'm so thankful. She told me there was a way to heaven. And His name is Jesus. I like what he says in St. John 14:6. If somebody gets us an invitational number, he says this, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There's one way to heaven. Jesus is the way. Now I want you to look at your life if you're saved. Aren't you thankful for a man called Jesus? Aren't you thankful for the Redeemer? Aren't you thankful for the one that came and took your place? I mean, there's story after story after story. This message could preach all night, all week, all month. A man called Jesus, and everyone that he touched. Well, John even wrote that he couldn't even write down everything that Jesus did. The scrolls. Couldn't the air, the earth, it couldn't even contain everything that Jesus did. But you think about this, I want to tell you something. If you've never tried this man called Jesus, I want to encourage you to come tonight. As your pastor comes and we get ready to give the invitation, if you're here tonight and you've never been saved, you're not born again, you're not on your way to heaven, I want to strongly encourage you to come to Jesus tonight. See, I can tell you all about this man. I can tell you how good he is. I can tell you what he's done for me. I can tell you how he's been true and faithful. I can share with you all night long, but I tell you what, even everything I say will never compare to the day you get a hold of him, to the day you touch him, to the day you realize him for real in your life. He comes into your heart and he sets up residence there. You'll begin to know what this man called Jesus is all about. Would you stand with us tonight? If you're here and you're saved, but you have a need of prayer, you be mindful to the Spirit of God.